All right, start recording.
Joined by Adam Goodyear, CEO of Real Life Tech today on Tech Sports and IR Radio. And Adam, things are still crazy in the world of live events and venues and. Kind of give me an overview. How do you think we're doing right now? Where do we stand right now?
Hi, Rick. It's good to be on. You know, I think there's hope. Is the thing that you know we're seeing at the moment that the vaccine rollouts are going to start giving a return for entertainment and sports across the globe. And with that, I think we're going to see a really exciting change in how technology can drive a safer environment and a better experience for the fans. So, you know, whilst it's been a bleak time, I'm excited about what's to come.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of excitement. Is it really, is everything right now really vaccine dependent, do you think?
You know, I think legislative dependent. So as long as events can come back with a certain amount of capacity, which inevitably is going to be partly vaccine driven for states and governments to allow that to happen, I don't think it's exclusively needs to happen. So everyone needs to be vaccinated for sports and entertainment to come back. But I think there needs to be a certain percentage of global populations vaccinated for it to happen effectively, and then for technology to help to take up the rest of the strain in terms of how that happens safely.
Is that for safety, do you think, or is it for like consumer confidence or both? And how are you guys playing a role in that?
Sure, I think it's a combination of both. It's both safety. Consumer confidence and governmental confidence as well. Our role with Real Life Tech is to be utilizing the core data that exists within sports and venue environments to digitize that process, particularly around ticketing, so digital ticketing facilitation, entry, and then mobile ordering. So moving, you know, one of the things that we look to focus on is how do you move the queue to the phone? That's our focus. Whether you're queuing to get in, you know, waiting in line to get in, or waiting in line to pick up your hot dog, your beer, your merchandise, that there's no sense in standing around other people where it's an environment that isn't safe and it's also better done in a different way. So everything that we focus on is moving that line to the phone rather than having to wait there.
Yeah, we all have our phones with us at all times. So people now are used to doing most everything on their phones. Are there some venues that are going to be easier to pick back up where we left off than others, do you think?
I think so. I think the ones where, you know, what we like to talk about is is an ecosystem of partners. That you can't just have one technology to solve all problems, that it needs to involve a core set of providers working together. So it is going to be those stadiums that have mass adoption of digital ticketing and their ticket providers that enable that. Most do, which is great. It's then going to be having mobile providers or mobile app providers that can bring all of that together. That's a key element of what we do, where you can bring together ticket in-app, you can bring together digital and mobile ordering as part of that. And then it requires the people who are running the operations in the stadium to be set up to adopt mobile ordering. So the caterers and the operators within those environments need to be set up to do it. So it's less about, you know, what type of stadium it is or what type of sport it is. It's more, what are the providers there doing to mobilize and make that operation mobile?
We're talking with Adam from Real Life Tech. And
And how closely are you watching events that are going on right now? PGA Tour golf, Super Bowl here in America just happened, Australian Open. And how closely are you watching, and what are you learning from them?
Yeah, so we're watching all events very closely, and you know, not just in terms of those that are going on, but those that are in the planning around the world for coming back. And we're fortunate to be part of a number of those conversations. You know, what we're seeing is how can you maintain the essence of that event, you know, without taking away its soul, but just improve those core things for both safety and convenience. So everything around the digitization of entry, which virtually all of these events are doing, where there would be paper tickets, box office collections, are all moving now to mobile. So that's one of the consistent things that we're seeing. Another area that we're seeing focused elsewhere is on the integration of health passports, whether that's in rapid testing or within an immunization passport that you can then link together with ticketing to ensure that the people coming to that destination are COVID-free. So all of these things are the things that are standing out to us, both in the events that are happening and that are in the planning.
We're wrapping up here with Adam. And Adam, where are we going to be in the next 3 months? And where do you think we're going to be in the next 10 months at the end of the year?
Joe, I think in the next 3 months, we're going to be feeling our way back. We're going to be taking some small steps. And I think around the globe, not necessarily overreaching in terms of opening up those floodgates again. And then I think in 10 months' time, my expectation is that we will be back to a better normal, whereby we'll still be enjoying sports and entertainment en masse. But some of those key things that were always problems, waiting in line, not knowing where to go, you know, having to you know, go and wait in line for the bathroom, all of those things will have digital solutions in place that will make sport an even better experience than it was before. And I'm looking forward to that.
And Adam, if my listeners want to find out more about what you guys have going on, where should they go? And of course, thanks for coming on.
My pleasure. And they can find out more at reallifetech.com.
Adam, fantastic. We'll be watching, and we'll have you on again when things get closer to being back to normal.
Thank you, Rick.
Okay, thanks.
Great. Really nice to talk to you, Rick. Thank you very much.
Thank you, and this'll run very soon.
Great. I look forward to it.